As China celebrates 100 years of the Communist Party, we look at the long journey it has taken.
In the early days of the People's Republic of China, the United States took active steps to try to overthrow the government. To China, America was public enemy number one.
为了表现我们对毛主席的忠心，我们成天就去抄别人的家，我们放了打一堆书，然后捡火去烧。民主万岁！我们住的那个街区，很多的老太太、老大爷就在下边大声喊叫，大家都下来上街堵军车、堵坦克，保护我们的孩子。
本来1989事件以后，中国的航船呢又朝着毛泽东的那种极左的阶级斗争的计划经济那样一个轨道上往回开，但是邓小平呢，在通过南巡，他又把中国这条航船呢纳入到了整个世界文明的潮流之中。This
is a story of the Chinese Communist Party, of Mao Zedong, Deng Xiaoping, and the foundations they laid to enable China's remarkable ascent in recent history. In 1920s Shanghai, while a small number of elites enjoy fashionable new trends, the vast majority of Chinese are barely scraping by.
China was really down at that time, and it was divided. Warlords cut up the whole country, foreign forces dominating almost all the major cities. Most Chinese people were poor. The number of rich people, very, very few. But for the rest, the bulk of the population, probably over 90%, I would say most of them were poor, working for barely enough to make keep them alive.
As a response to the glaring injustice, Mao Zedong, himself the son of a prosperous peasant, establishes the Chinese Communist Party, together with a team of like-minded revolutionaries.
When the Communist Party was founded, they were really founded by a bunch of intellectuals, young scholars who were idealistic, who were aware that the system of capitalist, what they would see as exploitation of China and the workers and so on, is not what they want to model the country on. So it was really a very feeble start and very much just a set of ideals, slogans, but catching on because the poverty was getting worse and worse.
As membership of the Communist Party grows, it soon pits itself against the Kuomintang, the dominant political force at the time. In 1927, China is plunged into civil war. Then, the violence gets worse. In 1937, the Japanese march into Beijing. During the bitter years of the war with Japan, Mao demonstrates his skills as a military strategist. In 1945, Mao assumes complete control of the communists. In the same year, the Japanese surrender. But war continues as the communists and the nationalist Kuomintang fight each other again.
This is the Guomindang British News, presenting the world to the world. For the other great powers, the war was over. But for China, the bitter internal strife went on, with communist armies gaining ever greater strength in their drive to the south. The name of the communist leader, Mao Tse-tung, was indeed to become one of destiny for China, whose teeming millions now ask a single question: what does the future hold?
Millions of peasants rally to Mao's army. The party promises land once they win victory. This gives the communists an almost unlimited supply of manpower to hurl against the Kuomintang. In 1949, the communist armies finally crushed the nationalists. Chiang Kai-shek and his capitalist supporters escaped to Taiwan. First of October 1949, China state media reports that 200,000 people turn up at Tiananmen Square to celebrate the victory of the Communist Party.
The fighting was finally over. China had been at war with Japan for 8 years, and then there was a 3-year-long civil war. So I think there was a great sense of relief.
Because China has always been under attack, 受外国人的欺负，中国人民对外没有尊严，所以当毛泽东宣布中国人民从此站起来了以后，可以说4亿中国人确实相信，毛泽东能够给我们带来和平，带来美好的生活。
China's ethnic minorities have mixed feelings. But Chairman Mao promises that the ethnic minority groups, most of whom live in sensitive border areas, will have the right to self-determination and preservation of their culture.
He'd already established a general principle which he adopted from the Soviet Union, that nationality should be recognized as having autonomous rights of their own. They should actually control their own territories, administer them, and they would be given status, as it were, in the country. And Mao Zedong accepted that. Mainly, they were promised to have independent rights. They ran their own schools. They were allowed to keep their own languages. They kept their own religion.
So begins life under communist rule and the pursuit of a Marxist utopia.
他把这个地主和乡绅都打倒，把他们土地分掉，然后就开始了一步一步的，就是合作化。合作化运动就是让农民，就是加入一个集体，就没到这民工社，实际上农民的主要的财产已经从工已经变成集体的了，甚至搞得很极端的时候，就是农民集体生活就住宿舍了，把老房都扒掉了。
While the masses labor in people's communes, landowners, stripped of their assets, are denounced as class enemies. They face a terrifying fate.
刚刚建国的时候，枪毙了大概200万地主。
As these class enemies are liquidated, the symbol of capitalism is demonized.
In the early days of the People's Republic of China, the United States took active steps to try to overthrow the government. It supported the Chiang Kai-shek government in Taiwan. It trained agents and dropped them in the mainland. It supported the Tibetans against China. To China, America was public enemy number one.
Mao proclaims that China must catch up with the nation's enemies, America and Britain. And so begins the era that Mao calls the Great Leap Forward. To increase farming yield, Mao launches the Four Pest campaign to eradicate mosquitoes, flies, rats, and above all, sparrows. Birds are blamed for gobbling up grain and robbing people of the fruits of their labor. The masses of China are mobilized, and citizens take to banging pans or beating drums to scare away the birds. Vast flocks fly until they fall exhausted from the sky. Mao wants even nature to bend to his will.
麻雀消灭之后，那就是各种病虫害的泛滥。所以你不尊重科学，不尊重自然规律的结果，那最终是受到惩罚。
With no birds to control them, insect populations explode. Locusts swarm over the country, eating everything in their path. A huge ecological disaster unfolds, and famine grips rural China. The catastrophic Four Pest campaign is only one part of the Great Leap Forward. To increase industrial output,Chairman Mao concludes that China must produce more steel. At the time, China manufactures 5 million tons a year. Mao's target? 100 million. Radical measures are needed.
从乡村到都市，从学校到军队，甚至中央领导机关，到处都是火热的炼钢炼铁场景。近百万座土高炉、小高炉在全国各地树立起来。农业只能为钢铁让路。
The Four Pests campaign, the Great Leap Forward, and a series of floods and droughts lead to catastrophe. 15 million Chinese die of starvation, according to published government estimates. Historian Frank Decotta has devoted his career to studying modern Chinese history.And the tragic consequences of Mao's Great Leap Forward. He has pored through millions of documents held in archives all over China. Decotta says the number of dead far exceeds the official estimate of 15 million.
This extraordinary image that comes from a report by a local carter in a county in Sichuan province, where he finds out that Locally in the county, about a quarter of a million of kilos of mud have been dug up and eaten. So he wants to find out what happens. He goes down to the village. He sees a pit with villagers naked, sweating under the glare of the sun, shriveled bodies, queuing up in order to go down the pit and grab a handful of the white porcelain-colored mud referred to as Guanyin soil. It's a vision of hell. It's a vision of hell. And once you know what happens when people ingest mud, it of course fills the stomach. But then once the moisture is taken out, it acts like concrete. So the entire digestive system is entirely blocked up. People that die of pain.Excruciating pain. It's awful.
Sai Chongguo was born in 1955 in Wuhan, China, and he remembers the time vividly.
我是1955年出生的，那个时候我有六岁七岁了，所以有些记忆很深刻。其中一点就是在街上呢，这个看到一些很多人抢吃的，我印象非常深的，一个人吃一个饼，然后另外一个人冲过去就抢过去。然后其他人就打他，再怎么打他不管，他就这么往嘴里边塞。
By 1962, Mao's position as the supreme leader of communist China is under threat from rivals in the party. Fearing that he will be deposed, Mao unleashes the Cultural Revolution.China in the late 1950s. Mao's Great Leap Forward is a shattering failure. But with his power under threat, Mao comes up with a plan to restore his prestige. He unleashes the Cultural Revolution. It's an audacious strategy to smash his own Communist Party apparatus from top to bottom. His justification?The party is corrupted by capitalism.
大动乱开始了。一批批红卫兵喊着造反有理的口号走出校园，冲向社会，开始了所谓的破四旧运动。他们的锋芒所及，一批批文物古迹被毁，一处处人文景观遭到破坏。付之一炬的是被称为风姿修的琴棋书画，接受批斗的是被称为牛鬼蛇神的各色人等。在南方的一所艺术院校里，批斗的对象竟然是教学的道具，这些石膏像统统被贴上了各种各样的标签。
当然，文化大革命的背景非常复杂，一个最直接的原因啊，那就是大饥荒之后它的威信严重受挫，特别是有个中央工作会议7000人会议上，毛其实是受到大家的冷落甚至是批判的。
Let everybody attack everybody so that nobody will be left standing to undermine me, Chairman Mao.
In 1966, Mao mobilizes millions of young Chinese to stamp out anything regarded as bourgeois and foreign.Squads of fanatical Red Guards burn temples, ransack homes, and denounce millions. This remarkable footage shows the Red Guards raiding homes of people suspected of harboring capitalist thoughts. Even playing the piano or reading Western literature is seen as reason enough to destroy lives. In Shanghai alone, Red Guards raid 1 million homes.
在批斗过程当中，有好些学生就特别积极上去打那些批斗的老师啊，甚至去打那些批斗被批斗的一些地主啊，甚至有很多人他自己就是批斗的对象的亲戚孩子，他也上去打他爸爸妈妈，他上去斗他的这个叔叔爷爷。
Frank Ching was living in Hong Kong at the time and visits his family in China
I visited China in 73 and again in 74. My nephew was about 6 years old at that time, and he folded the newspaper into a paper airplane. And, you know, children do things like that. And for that, he was arrested because, of course, Mao's picture was on the newspaper. I think that's an example of just how irrational things were.That they would think a six-year-old child was committing a counter-revolutionary crime by making a paper airplane.
The Red Guards frequently target religions like Christianity, which Mao denounces as anti-communist.
因为马克思主义他都是无神论者，他认为宗教那就是鸦片，是毒害人民的，欺骗人民的。
Red Guard units raise temples, mosques and churches to the ground.
所有的书都烧掉了。中国过去的书叫封建主义的，如果是西方的书叫是帝国主义，那书都被烧掉了，你想宗教还能活吗？
Wu Jianguo is a former Red Guard. Today.His home is a museum dedicated to preserving the memories of that chapter in the history of the Communist Party.
今天我们谈的红卫兵这件事是一个毁誉参半的事情。在我们那个一个班里面有48个同学不上课了，然后每天就是在街道游行，看着报上说你批判哪个小作家，批判哪一个教授，我们就写大字报。当年我们年龄是14岁、15岁。
从我们的人生来说，我们对那些东西并不懂。然后为了表现我们对毛主席的一种忠心，是因为从前去抄别人的家，尤其受马克思卡尔马克思那一句话，宗教是人民的鸦片，所以有些红皮去砸庙，书画都烧了，包括王安仁的母亲就说他把他们家的书画当时就害怕红卫兵砸，如果抄出来以后你就是反革命，然后就把那东西就自己都毁了。那么就是我这儿有一个瓶子，是晚清光绪年的瓶子，当时这是一个殷实人家的一个东西，面临着红卫兵肯定要砸，这个人为了保护他的这个瓶子呢，他这个瓶子刷了一层漆，写了一遍毛主席语录，然后呢红卫兵就不敢砸了。现在想起来，我感觉最遗憾的是1966年的深秋一个下午，我带了一批十几个红卫兵，当时拿着那个垒球棒，然后呢带着那个红袖章，到了我们学校的图书馆，然后敲了一堆我们认为是旧的书，所谓是《红楼梦》《水浒传》这些书，还有《唐诗三百首》，今天这些书都非常有价值的，当时我们认为是四旧。我觉得在那个图书馆的门前一个广场上，我们放了大概有桌子这么大一堆书，然后捡火去烧。
The Red Guards denounce millions of ordinary people publicly, and Mao's rivals are openly humiliated. At the top of Mao's target list, President Liu Shaoqi and Deng Xiaoping, who's in charge of party administration. They are labeled the prime capitalist rodents.
刘少奇、邓小平竭力推行反革命的修正主义路线，阴谋篡党篡政。
Deng Xiaoping is sent for re-education and spends 3 years working in a tractor factory. He at least survives, but thousands of others are not so lucky. Red Guards haul out highly ranked officials for public shaming.The guards hang huge placards displaying their names and alleged crimes around their necks. Doubled up on a stage in front of frenzied crowds, the beatings begin.As the Cultural Revolution brings chaos to China, Mao's personality cult deepens. While his Red Guards destroy every sign of religious faith, he will become a god.
因此在那个年代，毛泽东成为中国人民的神。
Mao's Cultural Revolution shapes the Chinese political landscape to the present day.
One of the great tragedies of the Cultural Revolution is, of course, that every party member to this very day, sees the Cultural Revolution as something to be avoided at all cost. In fact, they equate democracy with the Cultural Revolution. To this very day, including Xi Jinping, leading members are determined to never, ever allow any criticism of the Communist Party of China.On the part of the population at large.
Then in 1973, Mao appears to change course. He reinstates Deng Xiaoping, supposedly the second biggest capitalist purged in the Cultural Revolution. Then another stunning development. After years of public campaigns against the United States, Mao establishes diplomatic ties with the former enemy.China is being transformed. Foreign leaders are invited to Beijing, including representatives from Singapore.
当然改变主意一方面是由于外交困境，得罪了美国、苏联两个集团。另一方面呢是国内文化大革命实际上也遭遇了失败。 国家的经济也面临了崩溃，所以他也急于寻找出路。让邓小平复出，他也想通过邓小平搞一搞经济，把经济稍微有所恢复。
Chairman Mao is 82 at the time when he meets Lee Kuan Yew in May 1976. Unknown to most Chinese, and certainly the world, Mao is sick. In the early morning of the 9th of September, Mao dies in Beijing.
去世的那一天，我当然记得，走到路上广播就广播毛泽东死去世了，我没有什么悲伤，我后来有点悲伤，我当时没悲伤，然后我就特别的观察周围的人，有的人买报纸，我没见到人哭。
You don't know what is genuine and what is not. You have memoirs of people who will say I was very bemused because my father invited friends and opened a bottle of wine to celebrate, and the following day they were crying in public.
多数老百姓其实还是挺悲伤的，还是悲伤的。我当时在农村的时候看到很多人都哭得昏过去了。
After the grief, real or pretend, comes confusion. Mao's rivals contend for power, and China begins a long journey of change.A few minutes past midnight, 9th of September 1976, the chairman is dead. As millions publicly grieve, many reflect on the decades of hardship that Mao has inflicted on China. The mass starvation that came in the wake of the Great Leap Forward, and the slaughter and humiliation of the Cultural Revolution.In the years immediately after Mao's death, his overpowering presence withers, and power passes into the hands of Deng Xiaoping. Deng is soon preaching a new doctrine.
Deng Xiaoping 的话，不管白猫黑猫，抓住老鼠就是好猫。这句话其实对于当时突破僵局、突破毛思想的束缚。开启改革开放的征程，对于解放思想其实都是有很大意义的。也就是说，人民的生活能不能改善，这个是衡量的一个标准，而不要去看它是不是符合马克思主义的教条。
你不要管毛怎么说的，李宁怎么说的，马克思怎么说，不要管了，有利于这个就行，就这个意思。
The communes that had dominated Chinese society under Mao begin to disappear. And Deng releases the pent-up energies of private enterprise. ...94-year-old Guo Peiji, who once cooked for Mao Zedong, opens the first restaurant in China.
毛主席死了以后，邓小平他提出经济领域的改革开放，那全国之行谁第一啊？我这儿了，就是我这儿了。
And being first causes all kinds of difficulties. Mr. Guo opens his restaurant, The Happy Guest, in Beijing in 1980, with a loan of 500 yuan, and provokes uproar.The official who gave Mr. Guo his permit is investigated for wrongdoing.
文化大革命取消资本主义的思潮，而做买卖就是资本呢。 于是我在上边后边有三三两两的就说了，现在资本主义复辟了，啊，有私人做买卖，头里这个人就是开买的，他们家资本主义复辟了。那我听见这个，我赶紧往前走吧，不理他们了。啊，背后的指指点点说这说那。
But Mr. Guo has powerful backers, customers and comrades alike.Convinced of Deng Xiaoping's bold new ideas for the Chinese economy.
可都胡同都灌满了人，干嘛了？来看看有的饭馆开张了，那礼物也做着一些人吃饭呢。
In 1980, British newspaper The Daily Telegraph makes a metaphor of the happy guest when observing dramatic change sweeping across the country. The article read,For nearly 20 years, the Chinese authorities denounced the sort of business as a remnant of capitalism, which should be vigorously suppressed. The opening of the Happy Guest restaurant is a stark symbol of the complete economic about-face China's leaders have performed over the past few years. As Deng throws open the doors of private enterprise, he signals another momentous change. China will also open its doors to the world. Deng embarks on a round of diplomacy with world leaders and encourages foreign investment. The rapid developments that come after the death of Mao turn into one of the most remarkable revolutions of the 20th century. A communist dictatorship transformed.Into a juggernaut of free enterprise. But Deng's new woe soon generates its own discontents.
Now, with wealth came corruption and inflation, and a lot of people felt that these were new problems that needed to be tackled head on.
1980物价非常上涨非常快，就引起了普遍的惊慌。大家觉得我这100块钱过一个星期就不算什么了，过一个月就没了。大家在抢购，在大商店门口排长队抢购电视机、冰箱这些东西，然后呢，很多人在银行排队去提款，要把钱全部提出来，导致那种金融危机。这也是49年以后第一次。出现的，所以我们当时就觉得这个很普遍的觉得这个经济要垮了，而且呢觉得这样下去根本不行。
Capitalism has been unleashed and China's leaders struggle to control its consequences. The intelligentsia argues that a democratic system would be more responsive to new economic realities.
There was a feeling that you needto have not just economic reform, you need political reform.
Some university lecturers and newspapers campaign for political change. And on April the 15th, 1989, the students begin marching in the streets. The protest gathers momentum quickly. By May 1989,Over a million people gather in Tiananmen Square.
我们住的那个街区，很多的老太太、老大爷就在下边大声喊叫，大家都下来，下来上街，堵军车，堵坦克，保护我们的孩子。哇，那是，现在回想起来，大家都说六四屠杀呀，什么东西，其实特别感人的是。你难以置信的是，5月20号，我到北京的第二天，很多老太太、老大爷把军车、坦克堵住，他们拿着被子睡在军车下边，睡在坦克下边几天，然后大家跟士兵讨论。
The demonstrators express their demands by building a goddess of democracy from styrofoam and papier-mâché.As the crowds gather, Deng and the party leadership watch anxiously. Then, on the 4th of June, they run out of patience.
When Deng Xiaoping sees what is happening on Tiananmen Square in 1989, you can sense what his reaction will be. This is just the start of another cultural revolution. This is another attempt by ordinary people to criticize and undermine the Communist Party of China, and he's determined to not let it happen. And we know what happened. He used the tanks to send out a very powerful signal, one that pulsates to this very day, namely, never query the monopoly on power of the Communist Party of China. That's the message. Economic freedoms, okay. Political aspirations, no.
这里看到一个十八九岁、二十岁的年轻人的尸体，你在之前都跟他们很好，就看变成了尸体，这是很大的事的。
4th of June, 1989. As the tanks roll into Tiananmen Square, crushing the protests, the world recoils in horror.
Everybody said, this is terrible. We cannot be friends with this country.
Economic sanctions are imposed on China by many Western nations. The United States bans arms sales to China. That ban is still in force today. But inside China, Deng and the party leaders impose strict new rules on the press and people. They will not lose control again. Some Chinese analysts believe that Deng did the right thing. China has a long history of chaos.
我也赞同中国需要稳定，因为中国是一个巨型的国家，特别大的一个国家，人口众多，民族也众多，搞不好中国就会处于四分五裂的状态。所以如何保持稳定，保持中国的统一，这个的确是一个严峻的任务。
For 2 years after the Tiananmen incident, China stagnates economically. Conservatives argue that plans to start special economic zones and a stock exchange must be scrapped. China's doors close again. But outside China, it's a time of massive upheaval. And a succession of global shocks will soon propel China in a new direction. August 1991, the Communist Soviet Union, the second most powerful country in the world, starts to fall apart. Hundreds of thousands of protesters pour onto the streets of Moscow to demand democracy. Setting in motion a cascade of events that lead to the Soviet Union being dissolved in December 1991. The Cold War is suddenly over, but Chinese leaders reel.
At the time of Deng Xiaoping, Tiananmen happened, and then within a year or two, the Soviet Union collapsed. So it was a dramatic and a traumatic experience for the Chinese Communist Party. For him, he had already understood in a way, in a Chinese sort of way, that the secret is not to have political reforms the way Gorbachev chose to change Russia, but to have concentrate on economic reforms, open up the trading ports and so on, but not open to everything, open up to economic and other things that benefit the economy, but watchful about political ideas that may undermine the authority of the Chinese Communist Party.
So in 1992, Deng Xiaoping launches a remarkable initiative that is still commemorated in the Shenzhen city square today. The ailing 86-year-old leader makes a landmark southern tour to rescue his economic reform program from the growing conservative backlash. He embarks on an epic 3,000-mile journey across four cities in the south to push for more pro-market reforms.
邓小平的南巡为什么它具有标志性的意义，它非常伟大，是一个非常伟大的事件，因为它又再一次改变了中国这艘航船的方向，本来八九事件以后中国的航船呢，又朝着毛泽东的那种这种极左的阶级斗争的计划经济那样一个轨道上往回开，但是邓小平呢。 通过南巡，他又把中国这条航船呢纳入到了整个世界文明的潮流之中，就真正的变成市场化的，中国变成市场化经济的，就是因为南巡，此前还是半修半遮的。
Peng Jinhuan, a school teacher, is launching a business in Shenzhen at the time of Deng's tour.
我小时候，那时候呢，我们是缺衣缺食。 也就是说没有东西吃的，然后呢，我呢就想到，这个中国的经济当时是比较落后的，是不是来这里闯一闯？所以放弃了教育工作，来到深圳。Timing
was everything. Deng's southern tour galvanizes the economy across China, and Peng's business took off.
小平同志南巡到深圳来以后啊，他非常肯定。 深圳特区做的贡献，他说这个深圳干得非常好，怎么怎么的，然后呢，这个要加快速度，然后呢，深圳当时政府各方面就加快了速度，确实对我们本土的企业，中国的企业帮助的非常的大。Deng
Xiaoping's decision will propel Shenzhen to become one of the richest cities in China. Riding on the wave of growth, Peng's business is an example of China's economic miracle. Together with his son, the two grow the company from a home renovation business to a component manufacturing business. Today, they count Sony, Apple, Toshiba, and other global firms amongst their clients.
就有时候很多的朋友跟我开玩笑，他说：“哎，你新里程怎么能发展成现在的这么大的一个集团规模？”然后我就很认真的跟他说：“我说感谢党，感谢政府。”那他们那些朋友就觉得我在开玩笑，在逗他们玩。其实真的是这样的。Many
experts agree.
There is no opposition party. In other countries, if the government decides on something, the opposition can, throw roadblocks in the way. They can, at the very least, slow things down. In China, that doesn't happen. If the Communist Party wants something to happen, it happens. Very simply, if they want to build a road and there's a house in the way, they just tear the house down.
So we talk光养晦引申的意思呢，那就是我们中国呢要低调的发展，在国际上。
不当头，不做领袖，也许会被某些人批评为，这个太软弱了，对外太软弱了。但是没办法，你的实力不如人，那你只能是韬光养晦。中国现在不是，将来也不足超级大国。如果中国有朝一日变了颜色，变成一个超级大国，也在世界上。 称王称霸，到处欺负人家，侵略人家，剥削人家，那么世界人民就应当反对他，并且同中国人民一道打倒他。
Under President Xi, China is now modernizing its military and asserting its territorial claims in the East and South China Seas. President Xi is also pushing a Belt and Road plan to revive the ancient Silk Road and extend it all over the world. It is part of his Chinese dream to rejuvenate the Middle Kingdom.
现在可能已经不再是韬光养晦，而是强调有所作为。
To think that less than 50 years ago this was China, where fanatical Red Guards liquidated capitalists, and anything foreign was illegal.Today, China looks vastly different from the days of Mao, but Mao's spirit lives on. In Mao's hometown of Shaoshan in Hunan province, millions visit every year to pay their respects to the long departed chairman.
对我们来说，在我们心里是神一样的。
是谁把新中国建立起来了？是我们的主席。
No one has ordered these people to come here.The celebrations are entirely spontaneous. The current government is also investing in Mao's legacy. Millions are being spent on Mao museums, Mao TV shows, and Mao theatrical productions.
They're not asking them to do what Mao Zedong did.I don't think there's anything like that at all. Xi Jinping is not going to be Mao Zedong. What he's trying to say is that don't just forget that period. During that period, lots of good things happened too. Industrialization of China, that's how it began. All the heavy industries that Mao Zedong introduced laid the foundations of what Deng Xiaoping was able to achieve in 1980s onwards. The removal of the landlord classes, the complete change around of the bureaucracy to make them work for the people, serve the people through the Communist Party. All this was done under Mao Zedong. He made a lot of mistakes, but the foundations that he laid, a lot of it had made major contributions to the kind of China that Deng Xiaoping was able to build on.
As China celebrates 100 years of the founding of the Communist Party,The nation reflects on how far it has come and how much further it wants to go.